This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wechishanu chikunguru 8 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC nchiti ezvinoi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Mapurisa anoti anoda kubvunzurudza Pastor Ivan Mawarire, vapromisi Mukwananzi nevamwe nezvekuratidzira kwakaitwa munyika nemusi wechitatu. Gweta guru rehurumende vaJohanis Tomana vanosungwa. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe voita musangano wokubhindura. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Muchuchisi mukuru wenyika vaJohanis Tomana ava vakambomiswa basa nezuro. Vasungwa nhasi vachangobuda mudaredzi mosva umo manga muchinzwikwa imwe nyaya yavari kupomerwa. Zvichakadai, pane vamwe varatidziri vamiswa pamberi pematare muHarare vachipomerwa mosva yekuita zvemirizhonga. Ngatinzwe zvizhinji kubva kumutoro wedu nau Thomas Siripasi uyo anga ari kumatare.
Vatomana vasungwa nemapurisa Law and Order pavabuda mudare umo manga muchinzwikwa nyaya yavo yekushandisa masimba avo zvisirizvo pakuburitsa vasungwa vanonzi vaironga zvekubhomba kupurazi remutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe reGushungo Dairies riri kumaZoe. Gweta ravatomana Advocate Abani Mpofu vaudza Studio 7 kuti vatomana vaudzwa nemapurisa kuti vari kuda kupomerwa dzimwe mhosva dzavanonzi vakapara vari pabasa vasati vamiswa basa nezuro. Pataenda pamhepo, vampofu vanga vatevera vatomana kukamba yemapurisa yeHarare Central uye tanga risati taziva kuti vatomana vapomerwa imwe mhosva ipi. Mudare nhasi, mutongi wedare vavaka ichikwekwe, vageza maoko avo saPirato panyaya iri kupomerwa vatomana yekushandisa masimba avo zvisirizvo iyi, zvichitevera chikumbiro chakasvitswa kudare negweta raivo vatomana, iro raiti maoko avachikwekwe, akasviba kuti vatonge vatomana panyaya yavari kupomerwa iyi. Vachikwekwe, vati vaona vakakodzera kuti vageze maoko avo panyaya iyi, sezvakakumbirwa negweta ravatomana, vachiti vakambonzwa nyaya dzakawanda zinechekuita navatomana. Mushure mekupa mutongo uyu, vachikwekwe vati kutongwa kwavatomana kuchatanga musi wa20 mwedzi uno pamhosva yavari kupomerwa yekunzi vakashandisa masimba avo zvisiri pamutemo pakuburitsa kwavanonzi vakaita vasungwa vanonzi vaida kubhomba kupurazi kwavamugabe. Zvichakadai, pane vasungwa 24 vakasungwa musi wechitatu kumarimba nekumufakose pakaramiwa mabasa neveruzhinji munyika yose vachipomerwa mhosva yekukonzeresa mhirizhonga vamiswa pamberi pedare. Vasungwa ava avo vamiswa pamberi pematare edzimhosva kumbare vanzi vagodzoka kudare mangwana pachaturwa mutongo pachikumbiro chavasvitsa kudare chekuti vapiwe mukana wekubhadhara mari yechibatiso. Zvichakadaro, vachikwekwe vaturwawo mutongo wekuti vasungwa 100 avo vakasungwa kuEpworth nekumabvuku nemuvhuro vabhadhare $100 pamunhu wega wega. Vatiwo vana vechikoro vana vanga vari pakati pevasungwa ava vabudewo muusungwa vasina chavabhadhara asi kuti vagozodzoka kudare musi wa28 mwedzi uno apo pachaenderera nyaya iyi mumatare. Izvi zvatsinirwa nerimwe remagweta ari kumirira vasungwa ava vaObey Shava.
Dare rakaona zvakakodzera kuti vasungwa vange vachitongwa vachibva kunze.
Vashava, vaudza Studio 7 kuti kunyange hazvo vasungwa vanzi nedare vabhadhare mari iyi, iyo inosvika pamadhora zviuru gumi kana yakabatanidzwa. Hapana kwekuwana mari iyi, pakatariswa uwandu hwevanhu ava, pamwe nekuoma kwakaita zvinhu munyika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Mutungamiri wenyika ava Robert Mugabe nasi vamisa vanhu vemubhindura mudunhu reMashonaland Central kwemaawa mana muchando. Vanhu ava vanga vakamirira vaMugabe munhandare yeChipadze Stadium uko vanga vachitarisirwa kutaura. Asi vaMugabe vanonzi vatanga vaita musangano nenhengo dzobato ravo paBhindura University uko vataurawo nematambudziko akabata dunhu iri. Vachizotaura pagungano rekuChipadze, vaMugabe vati vanopikisa vari kuita misangano kuSouth Africa yekuda kuumba mubatanidzwa, asi vati havakunde zano PF musarudzo. Vati chiri kupa kuti vashandi vehurumende vanonoke kutambiriswa mari dzavo inyaya yekuti hurumende haina mari. VaMugabe vatiwo vanhu vanofanirwa kutambira mari iri kuda kuparurwa neRBZ yemabond notes. VaMugabe vanonzi vazongotaura kwemaminitsi makumi matatu chete sezvo kunze kwanga kwadoka.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Gweta rinoshanda neZimbabwe Lawyers for Women Rights vaJeremiah Bamu vanoti mapurisa emuHarare epaHarare Central Police Station ati ari kuda kubvunzurudza vari kutungamira hashtag this flag Pastor Ivan Mawarire uye mutauriri weTajamuka vaPromise Mukwananzi. Vaviri ava vakatungamira kuratidzira kwakaitwa munyika nemusi wechitatu. Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata vaBamu.
Ndaenda kundichimirirawo mamwe maclients angu. Mapurisa andizivisa kuti vane chido chekuti vataure navamukwananzi navamawarire. Ndavazivisa kuti ini handisiri negweta ravamawarire kana ravamukwananzi. Asi semanzwiro andazoita, gweta ravamukwananzi razotaura nemapurisa vakakurukura pamusoro penyaya yacho. Vane zvavawirirana, handisikuziva kuti vawirirana.
Ko mukomana anga achinzi akapambwa muHarare nezuro zvakafamba sei?
Pana Austin Nyakupinda anga ari mumaoko emapurisa. Ndiye wandanga ndaenda ndichitsvaga nekuti ndanga ndanzi ndimumiririre nehama dzake. Pandasvika kumapurisa vandizivisa kuti vanga vatomuendesa kuBait Bridge. Saka ari munzira kuenda kuBait Bridge parizvino. Hanzi ndokuchaitirwa nyaya yake ikoko.
Akasungwa rini?
Manzuro andaita akasungwa nezuro.
Gweta rinoshanda neZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vaJeremiah Bamu vari parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Zvichakadaro, sangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ratumira magweta kumativi mana enyika kunobatsira vanhu vakasungwa nemapurisa mukuratidzira kwakaitika munyika nemusi wechitatu. Vanhu zana nemakumi matanhatu nevatatu vanonzi vakasungwa nemapurisa mukuratidzira kwainzi hashtag shutdown Zimbabwe. Vakawanda vamiswa pamberi pedare nhasi, vamwe vakapiwa mukana wekubvisa mari dzechibatiso, vamwe vakadzoserwa mutirongo. Vamwe vanonzi vanga vakakuwara mushure mekumiswa mekurumiswa nembwa nemapurisa uye kurohwa. Munyori mukuru musangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko reZimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association vaVictor Matema Danda vanoti vari kuita musangano munguva pfupi inotevera kuti vaite musangano nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vachigunun'una nenyaya yekudzingwa mubato kwasachigaro wesangano ravo vaChris Mutsvangwa avari kupomerwa mhosva yekuzvidza dare. Izvi zvave kureva kuti kunenge kwoitwa sarudzo kuNorton sezvo vaMutsvangwa vaive nhengo yedare reparamende. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata vaMatema Danda.
Mahoo veterans vanga vari muno muHarare, machairman ese emaprovince vachitaura kuti vatumwa nevanhu nemacomrades kumusha kunotaura kuti isu tina Mutsvangwa. Vakataura zvakare kuti tane namo yekuti machairman anenge ane tariro yekuti kana kuti vatei chiona sekuti vari kuda kutisimudzira vari kungopinda mumatambudziko iwayo. Vakataura nyaya yekuti Dr. Chenjerai Hunzvi vakasungwa vakapindwa mujere nenyaya yekumirira macomrades. Jabulani Silanda akasungwa akasuspendwa kusvika paitwa expulsion. Nhasi tatoti taana mutsvangwa zvaitika zvimwe chetezvo. Saka hapasina kushamisika kungavepo. Nyaya iripo ndo yangu yekuti aiwa ndo zvatakuzivawo ndo zviri kuitwa nemusangano wedu kune utungamiriri hunenge hwaratidza kuti hunoda kuve nechekuita nekusimudzira upenyu hwemacomrades.
Asi pane urongwa here wekuti musangane napatron wenyu muchitaura nhunha dzenyudzi?
Hongu, pane urongwa hwekuti titume sekretari vedu kupolitibiro vasekerera mai vatirongere musangano mukuda kwedu wanga uchida kuve wechimbi chimbi wekuti tionane napurezidendi kuitira kuti tigadzirise zvinhu zvatinoona sekuti zviri kukonzerwa nevanhu vari kureva nhema mumusangano.
Ndivanana
hatongonzwa mumaungira panorehwa nhema hapaitwi vanhu pachena ka.
Munyori mukuru musangano revakarwa hondo reZimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association vaVictor Matema Danda vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Bato reMDCT rinoti vechidiki varo mudunhu reHarare vari kubatana mangwana kuti vatsvaire pamwe nekuchenesa nzvimbo yemabhizimusi yeAthlon iri mumusha weGreendale muHarare East senzira yekuratidza kwavo kuti havana kungomirira kuita zvematongerwo enyika chete. Mutauriri weMDCT vavo Betugutu vanoti nhengo dzebato ravo dzichaungana kubva na8 mangwanani uye vakatozivisa mapurisa nezvechirongwa chavo ichi. Ngatinzwei vachitsanangura.
Pane urongwa hwekutsvaira tingangoti muchirungu inonzi clean up campaign kana clean up exercise pashopping center yeAthlon mumusha weGreendale muconstituency yomuno muHarare inonzi Harare East iri muward 9. Nyaya yeclean up ndeyekuti vechidiki vedu vaona kuti toda kuti timbotaridzawo vabereki kuti isu tiri vana venyu tinodawo kuti muve nenzvimbo dzakanaka pamashopping center penyu, pazvikoro zvenyu, pamakliniki enyu, pave pane hundere, pakatsvinda. Saka vativo tichange tiripo kutanga nenguva dza8:00 mangwana nemusi womugovera mangwana vachitsvaira havo vachingoita mingling mixing nevemunharaunda local community yeGreendale nokuti vanoziva paAthlon vanoziva kuti paAthlon shopping center ishopping center yakakura kwazvo.
Sei mafunga kuti mutsvaire nokuti tinoona kuti basa rekanzuro rinofanira kunge richitwa nekanzuro yegutare Harare?
Tose tinoziva kuti kanzuro mazuva ano iri kukundikana nenyaya yekuti mari shaiyo vari kushayiwa. Unotoona dzimwe nguva zvichinzi marori aya anofanirwa kunge achitakura marara akundikana kuzotakura marara nokuti tiziri havana. Vazhinji vabereki nevamwe vane dzimba vanoti maretsi chaiwo vanoti vane zvikwereti zvakawanda nokuti vanoti mabasa vamwe vanoti takaritrenjwa. Saka zvonetsawo vekanzuro voshaya maresosi. Saka tati isu seMDCT toitawo mudeme mudeme nevenzvimbo yeAthlon ward 9.
Munosungirwa kupiwa mvumo here nemapurisa kana kuzivisa mapurisa nezveurongwa uhu?
Mvumo takatopiwa munoziva henyu vakandemiri kuti pamutemo chaipo bumbiro romutemo mapurisa asiwo vane kodzero yekuti vanotipa mvumo. Asi isu sevanhu vanoremekedza mutemo nokuremekedza mapurisa takatovanyorera. Saka mapurisa local police vakatoziviswa vakatipa go ahead.
Vanga vari mutauriri weMDCT vavo Betugutu vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Gavhuna webhanga guru renyika reReserve Bank of Zimbabwe Dr. John Mangudya vanoti African Export Import Bank kana kuti Afrexim Bank richapa Zimbabwe mari inosvika biriyoni imwe chete kuti ibhadhare mitero pazvikwerete kana kuti maarias anosvika biriyoni imwe chete madhora nezviuru mazana matatu kumabhanga nenyika dzekunze. Dr. Mangudya vakatanga kutaura nezvemari iyi kune pfenyuro yeStudio 7 mavhiki maviri apfuura kunyanga hazvo vanga vasina kutaura kuti imari. Mukuseya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vachidzidzisa paInvest of Zimbabwe Dr. Gift Mugano.
Damadzoro ndiri ndekuti tinoda kubhadhara chikwerete here tinoda kuita misamari kuproduction nekuti zvimwe zvinotinetsa muno muZimbabwe Blessing inhau yekuti hatinyasi kuziva zvatinoda. Tiri kuzvinetserei kunotsvaga 7 years chikwerete from Exim Bank isi tisikazivi kuti $15 billion tanga hatinayo yakaenda kupi. Iko hazvina zvinobatsira kutora mari yaJohn wopa Peter wosara kuna chikwerete chaJohn. Dambudziko ratinaro rekuti hurumende inofanira kuita serious kuisa mitemo inoti mari isabuda munyika muno isaitirwa zvisina vamutemo. Mari ye$15 billion haisi mari kutamba nayo. VanyambariiyoIMF nana World Bank havatitori serious. Zvinokwanisa kupuwa hongu mari yedhari $1 billion inobhadhara macreditors asi vachati tokupai sei mari imimi nyowani kana musakwanisi kuita akaunti for mari yenyu imunayo mabhilioni amunawo kana usingakwanisi kutendeka pamari iyi haitori mari shoma imari yakawanda mabhilioni. Zvikureva kuti pane zvitofanga kuita zvogadziraka nhasi zvinofanga zviri muurongwa hwakanaka. Tikunzwa maminista akawanda nenyaya dzecorruption hatina kana wane minista wataramudzwa kuti adeedzwa abvunzwa kuti zvauri kuita izvi zviri kufamba sei.
Tiri kuonawo hurumende iri kumisa kutengwa kwezvinhu kusouth Africa zvinogadzirwa kusouth Africa vachiti vada kusimudzira maindastry emunyika. Munoonawo zvichibatsira here izvozvo kugadzirisa upfumi?
Zvakafanana Blessing nekuisi pombi yemvura yatushuka. Unotora madhaka ona mababa mumba yemvura inere kubuda inonga yava ichitushuka. Zvigadzirwa zvinosvika 10,000 muno zvatinotengesa 10,000 yemhando yakasiyana siyana zvigadzirwa. Ukaona search 2064 of 2016 ine zvigadzirwa zviri pa2 pages. Ukaenda kuzimura ukanoona bhuku rezimura zimabhara zvenyotorete rinoratidza hwaro rwematekisi anosadywa zvinhu zvichitengwa kunze kwenyika iye bhaibheri paramire kukura kufura bhaibheri. Saka zvinobatsira sei kutsvaka zvinhu zviviri zvinhu zviviri pazvinhu zvinosvikawo ma10,000.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vachidzidzisa paInvest of Zimbabwe Dr. Gift Mugano vari parunare kwamutare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Gurukota runoona nezveumizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko vasupamando wanzira varamba mashoko ekuti vakaita zveuori sezvanga zviri mumapepanhau kuti vakamanikidza bazi ravanotungamira kuti rivatengere chikakarira chemotokari. Nyaya iyi yakonzera mutauro wakanyanya vanhu vachiti zvakanganisa upfumi. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yaitwa naBlessing Zulu navamando wanzira.
Ndoda kuti muzive maita zvakanaka nokubvunza mubvunzo iwo kubva kuna vamugabe kusvika kwandiri kusvika pasi apa hapana anobva farira nyaya yehuori. Nyaya yehuori ndiyo inodzorera basa kumashure asi handingamuke ndokutaura kuti iwewe uri corrupt ndisingaprovhaidhe kana kuti ndisingabudise pachena magwaro anorakidza kuti uri corrupt. Mabvunza ini kuti zvanzi vanhu vanoti ndiri corrupt. Ko ndiri corrupt ndakaba papi? Handina mari yomunhu kana hurumende yandakatora. Handina kana business remunhu randakatora rekuti hanzi ndoda zveindigenization ndoda kuti nditore mashare zveumwe. Zvandakaita nza ndapinda muhurumende ndakatanga kubva kuti zero. Ini ndinotoempower nekuemploya vanhu nenjere dzangu nezvandienda funga kuti tibate namavoko. Handina sendi romunhu randakatora. Saka vanotaura izvozvo ngavaburitse umbowo ende havafanira kuburitsa umbowo kwandiri ngavaende nawo kumapurisa. Nokuti zvinei zvisina kunaka kutingopomerana mhosva usina umbowo wemhosva iyoyo.
Ko zviri kudziva mandi wanzira vakatora mari yekutenga motokari kakubazi ravanotungamira?
Ndo zvandiri kureva kakuti kutaura kwevanhu vasingazive mashandiro anoita hurumende. Chokutanga segurukota muhurumende hautombobvumirwa kubata mari kana kukumbira mari hazviitwe naminista. nyaya dzemari muhurumende maministri ega ega zvinoitwa nemunyori mukuru kana kuti permanent secretary weministry ndiye ari responsible for accounting ministry ega ega hurumende kuburikidza nokuti kwavachina masa hakuna mari yakabvumira kuti kana maministri asisina zvokushandisa kuti basa rehurumende riende kumberi anobvumirwa kukwereta kumaparasetos ari pasi pawo chero paine mvumo inenge yabva kuhofisi yomutungamiri wenyika necabinet.
Gurukota rinoona nezveumhizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko vasupamandi wanzira vari parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa919 AM pa4930 kana pa1165 ne15460 kHz pashortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Mapurisa emuDallas muAmerica mashanu akafa mushure mekunge apfurwa nemumwe murume ainge achiti aida kuuraya mapurisa echichena nezuro. Mamwe mapurisa matanhatu anonzi akakuvara muchiitiko ichi. Munhu uyu anonzi akazourayiwa nemotokari yerobot inoshandiswa mukuputisa mabambu. Vamwe vanhu vatatu vanonzi vari kubvunzurudzwa nemapurisa pamusoro penyaya iyi. Meya weDallas vaMike Rawlings vati mapurisa 12 uye vamwe vanhuwo zvavo vaviri vakapfurwa nemurume uyu. Mapurisa anoti munhu wekupfuura mapurisa uyu aigunun'una nenyaya yaipomera mapurisa yechichena yekuuraya mapurisa. Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama vashora zvikuru kupfurwa kwemapurisa uku. Kupfurwa kwemapurisa aya kunotevera kupfurwa kwevarume vechitema vaviri nemapurisa echichena kuLouisiana uye kuMinneapolis. Vari kukwikwidza musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika muna mbudzi amai Hillary Clinton vemaDemocrats navaDonald Trump vemaRepublicans vashorawo kuurayiwa kwemapurisa uku. Ongororo yemamiriro ezvenyaya dzemabasa muAmerica yakaitwa nebazi revashandi reDepartment of Labor inoti mabasa akawanda mukugadzirwa kwezvinhu acharamba achiderera. Izvo zvinonzi zviri kukonzerwa nemishina yakawanda yave kushandiswa mukugadzira zvinhu. Asi mabasa akawanda anonzi achawanikwa munyaya dzezveutano uye muumhizha nemumahotera. VaObama vati vane chivimbo chekuti EU neBritain dzicharamba dzichidyizana kusimbisa NATO. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America. Mashoko anotevera anotaura pamire hurumende yeAmerica pane zviri kuitika muIraq. Musi wa26 Chikumi, mauto emuAmerica akazivisa kuti ainge atora guta reFallujah kubva kuchikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheIslamic State kana kuti Daesh. Uku kurasikirwa kwakanyanya kwechikwata cheISIS sezvo kusvika pari zvino chatorerwa zvikamu 50 kubva muzana chenzvimbo dzanga dziri pasi pacho. Fallujah ndiro guta rekutanga kutorwa neISIS kubva kuhurumende yeIraq. Kutora guta iri rinogara vanhu vanodarika zviuru 300 kwakatora mwedzi mauto emuIraq achibatsirwa nedzimwe nyika dzakaita seAmerica dziri mubatanidzwa unonzi Global Coalition necounter ISIL. Munyori mukuru mubazi rezvekudzivirirwa kwenyika yeAmerica vaAshton Carter vanoti kutora Fallujah kwainge kwakaoma zvakanyanya. Asi vati vari kuenderera mberi nekusunungura dzimwe nzvimbo dziri pasi peISIS. Vanotiwo kunyange vatora guta iri pane zvakawanda zvinoda kugadziriswa sezvo ISIS ichisiye yaparadza painenge yapinda uye kuteya mabhambu. Zvekugadzirisa guta iri ndizvo zvave kuitwa pari zvino. Hurumende yeAmerica yarumbidza zvikuru mutungamiri wehurumende yeIraq vaHaidar al-Abadi nevanhu vemuIraq nekusunungura kwavaita guta reFallujah. Mashoko aya anotaura pamire hurumende ya America pane zviri kuitika muIraq. Kana paine zvamunoda kutaura nezvemashoko aya, makasununguka kuti munyorere pfungwa dzenyu kueditorial ye VOA Washington DC pa 20237 USA. Munokwanisa kutipa pfungwa dzenyu ku VOA Editorials homepage www.voanews.com/editorials. Magaterera kunepfenyuro yenyu yevanhu ye Studio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri mu Washington DC. Munhau dzemitambo. Castle Premier Soccer League yakanzura mitambo yose yanga ichitarisirwa kutambwa kuvulawayo ichiti hakuna kugadzikana. Vanoona nezvekurongwa kwemitambo muPSL vaken Ndebele vati mitambo yakanzurwa ndeiyi: Cholocho FC vs Mutare City Rovers, Highlanders vs Triangle United. Vanoti izvo zvinotevera kuridziro yemapurisa. Asi vatsigiri venhabvu muZimbabwe varamba kusaririra mafaro eEuro 2016 Cup Final ari kutambirwa muFrance. Mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya iyi.
Kwese kwese kwauri kufamba, nyaya ndeyekuti ndiani achatora mukombe weEuro 2016 pakati pechikwata chiri pamusha cheFrance nePortugal. Apo zvikwata izvi zviri kusangana mumutambo wekugumisira muParis France nesvondo. Mitambo yakadai inoteverwa nechaunga muZimbabwe zvekuti vamwe vanombokanganwa zvemitambo yemuno sezvo vacharisira zvekare kuwana mari sezvo vave kurarama nekubheja nhabvu yekunze nemhaka yekushayikwa kwemabasa. Asi vakawanda vavo vanobvuma kuti mwedzi weEuro 2016 wanga wakaoma zvikuru sezvo vasina kuita mari nemhaka yemafambiro anga achiita mitambo apo zvikwata zvisina mukurumbira zvakaita seIceland, Wales neHungary zvanga zvichirura. Zvichakadaro, makuna neCastle Lager Premier Soccer League ari kupinda munharaunda yegumi nenhatu paine mitambo yakaoma pazvikwata zviri pamusorosoro. Mutambo mukuru ndeuyo uri kuMandava Stadium, uko chikwata chiri pachinhano chechipiri cheFC Platinum chiri kubandana neCapes United, iyo iri pachinzvimbo chechitatu. FC Platinum iri kutungamira Capes United nepoindi imwe chete, zvekuti kukunda kwavo mumutambo uyu kunosiya vave pamberi nemapoints mana, asi kukundwa kwavo kunosiya maGreen Machine ave pamusoro, izvo vekugona kunenge kudada vasiri kuda kuti zviitike. Panguva imwe cheteyo ZPC Kariba iri kutarisirawo zvekare kukunda apo iri kufamba nzendo refu yakananga kuBaobab Stadium kunotamba neNgezi Platinum Stars. Dynamos iyo iri kubhebha moto ine mapoints matatu ari pachena kubva kuchikwata chiri pasi pasi cheBorder Strikers muRufaro Stadium, apo Mosichunga neHarare City Football Club yake vakatarisana neHowmine muRufaro Stadium mangwana. Mimwe mitambo iriko yakamira seizvi: Wange vs Blue City Colliery, Chapungu vs Chicken Inn Ascot Stadium. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa kusungwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vairatidzira nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichitumirai nhamba dzenyu paWhatsApp, nhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Mapurisa anoti anoda kubvunzurudza Pastor Ivan Mawarire, vapromisi mukwananzi nevamwe nezvekuratidzira kwakaitwa munyika nemusi wechitatu. Gweta guru rehurumende vaJohannes Tomana vanosungwa. VaMugabe vanoita musangano webato ravo kubhindura kuMashonaland Central. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinoemba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC, ndokusiyai mina Chris Gande.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 8th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabwe's suspended prosecutor general has been arrested.
We are advised that our client is now required at the police station again in connection with further charges. I don't know what those charges are.
A police order protest leaders to hand themselves to the nearest police station.
We are not going to be intimidated by a strategy to threaten us with a police incarceration, because what we are fighting for is for the good of all Zimbabweans.
And police killings have shocked the Dallas community in the United States, including Zimbabweans.
It's painful whether it's a black guy being shot or it's a white guy. We just have to be human beings and have empathy, sympathy, just feel for one another and find ways to live together beyond race.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Suspended Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana was arrested today as he was leaving the Harare Magistrates Court, where he was appearing on charges of criminal abuse of office. At the same time, a group of anti-government protesters who were arrested on Wednesday were arraigned before the courts on allegations of public violence. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi was at the courts and filed this report.
The prosecutor general was arrested by officers from the law and order section. Before his arrest, Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe had recused himself in a matter in which the suspended prosecutor general is being accused of criminally abusing his office when he released the suspects who allegedly plotted to bomb Gushungo Dairies, a multi-million dollar business venture owned by President Robert Mugabe's family. Tomana's attorney, Advocate Tavani Mpofu, confirmed the magistrate's recusal and his client's subsequent arrest.
The magistrate has recused himself in line with the submissions that we made, but no sooner yet he recused himself than we were advised that our client is now required at the police station again in connection with further charges. I don't know what those charges are, but what I know is that they come hard upon a successful application.
At the time of going to air, Mpofu was still attending to Tomana at the Harare Central Police Station and could not confirm the fresh charges that the police have preferred against the suspended prosecutor general. Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Cherit Charamba, said she was yet to be briefed on the latest development. Meanwhile, 24 anti-government protesters who were arrested in Harare's Marimba and Mfakose high-density suburbs during the national job stay-away held on Wednesday were arraigned before Embare magistrate today, facing charges of public violence. They were ordered to return to court tomorrow for the determination of their bail application. At the same time, Magistrate Chikwekwe granted bail to 104 protesters facing public violence charges who were arrested in Mabvuku and Epworth while demonstrating against increased police roadblocks. Among them are four minor children who were released into the custody of their parents. One of the defense lawyers, Obey Shava, confirmed this development.
The bail application was granted, and the four minors who were part of the accused persons were immediately released without being asked to pay anything in form of any bail deposit. But with respect to the rest of the group, they've been asked to deposit $100 with the clerk of court before they can freely enjoy their freedom.
Shava said even though his clients were granted bail, they cannot raise a total of $10,000 that is required before they are released.
Let me say the bail amount is too excessive. Most of them are unemployed. The court has noted that in its ruling. Nonetheless, it went ahead in imposing a bail amount of $100. They are unable to pay this $100. It's too prohibitive. Effectively, one can easily say that they've been denied bail.
In a related development, social media is awash with messages calling for a march to State House tomorrow. Police are still maintaining a heavy presence in the capital following Wednesday's nationwide stay away. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Thanks, Thomas. Meanwhile, some protest leaders say they will continue staging mass stayaways, even if they are being allegedly intimidated by state security agents who have asked them to hand themselves over to the police to face unspecified charges. Police say Pastor Ivan Mawarire of hashtag This Flag Movement and Promise Mkwananzi of Tajamuga Sesichigile campaign allegedly broke some laws when they organized the Wednesday stay away. Reporter Patricia Mudadigwa has more details from Harare.
One of the political activists sought by the police is Stanley Jorwadza, who has led protests at Sheraton Hotel in an attempt to force Vice President Pelekezela Mboko to seek alternative accommodation. Mboko has been staying at the hotel at the taxpayers' expense since his appointment. Jorwadza's lawyer, Obey Shava, said he would take Jorwadza, the chairperson of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, to the police's law and order section.
Yes, I can confirm that my client, Mr. Stanley Jorwadza, has been called by the police, said law and order. We are yet to ascertain the exact reason why he's been called by the police.
Jorwadza said police threats to lock him up and other protesters won't stop Zimbabweans from making various demands, including the removal of Mboko from Sheraton Hotel, the immediate address of the deteriorating economic situation, and the creation of jobs and other issues.
We are not going to be intimidated by a strategy to threaten us with a police incarceration, because what we are fighting for is for the good of all Zimbabweans.
Promise Mukwananzi, spokesperson of Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign, is also being sought by the police for organizing the Wednesday national protest.
We are consulting with our lawyers with a view to handing ourselves to the police. We are handing ourselves to the police with a clear conscience, because we believe wholeheartedly that the actions that we are carrying out are totally lawful and we are entitled to do so under the country's constitution.
The protest leaders have distanced themselves from social media messages calling for Zimbabweans to march from Africa Unit Square to the State House tomorrow in an attempt to force President Robert Mugabe to resign for allegedly failing to properly run Zimbabwe. Pastor Mawarere told Studio 7 that his security has been compromised and therefore he is only likely to discuss the police order sometime this evening. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
In terms of police orders for people to surrender themselves to police stations, human rights lawyer Robert Ndlovu tells Studio 7 that it is not a crime if someone is summoned by the police and does not appear before them. However, he says that this might reduce the chances of getting bail if that person appears before the courts, if that person does not appear before the courts following his or her arrest.
There are two instances here. There is an instance where police officers go to your house where you stay and give a message to whoever they found, if they find there, and say, we want you to report at a certain police station giving details or contact officer so and so. But there is a difference. The other scenario is where you just read a story in the newspaper that so and so is wanted by the police. It's a, that's what I can call a rumor. But in both instances, it is not an offense for not going there. But it is, some inferences may be drawn at the end of the day when you are arrested. The police may start to allege that you were running away, you were on the run.
And in the event that you eventually get arrested and you hadn't reported to the police, what kind of crime is that, and the how only, serious is it?
The failure to report will not be a crime, but the failure to report only has an effect in your bail application. I'm not saying if you fail to report, you may not get bail, no. But the police may make allegations that you knew we were looking for you and you were running away, and you may have difficulties in rebutting that allegation. There is no offense there committed.
In a related development, nearly 100 people arrested following Wednesday's mass stay away were brought before the courts in Bulawayo today, and some of them were granted bail. while the rest will know their fate on Monday. Our correspondent Taurai Shaba attended some of the court sessions and filed this report from Bulawayo.
The main doors of the Tredgold Magistrates Court had to be closed for a while in the morning as scores of people jostled to be in court to see their relatives and friends who were arrested in the wake of public protests in Bulawayo. A total of 92 people appeared in court in the morning. Four of the 92 who are facing criminal nuisance charges were granted bail of $40 each. The quartet was arrested when police thwarted a demonstration by a group of youth in the Central Business District on Wednesday. Lawyer Tanaka Mganyi confirmed to Studio 7 that the four had been granted bail and had been remanded to July 21st. The remaining 88, three of them juveniles, are facing charges of public violence. They were arrested following Wednesday's clashes between police and protesters. Magistrate Evelyn Mashabakure released two of the juveniles into the custody of their guardians, while the third was sent to a juvenile center as his guardians had not yet been located. They will appear in court again on July 21st. Lawyer Patience Moyo of Justice for Children Trust condemned the prolonged stay of the juveniles in police custody, saying this was a breach of their rights.
It's clear what was done to the juveniles was unconstitutional. Our constitution clearly states that juveniles should not be detained. If detained, they have to be detained for the shortest period of time and also separate from adults.
Marshal Akure said she would give a ruling on the bail application by the remaining 85 on Monday. During the bail hearing, prosecutor Taurai Ondo led evidence from the investigating officer identified only as Moyo, contesting bail on the basis that the accused would abscond since the charges of public violence that they are facing are serious. But seven lawyers, including Lyson Ngube, Jonathan Changirai, Tumisani Dube, and Mganyi, who through the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and Abameli Human Rights Lawyers are co-representing the group, argued that every accused person is presumed innocent until proven guilty. They said the country's constitution gives all persons the right to bail despite the crime they may be facing. The lawyers asked the court to grant an order that all of the accused be given a medical examination as they had been assaulted by the police while in custody. A further five people who are facing similar public violence charges were granted bail after appearing at the West Common Age Magistrates Court. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.
Police officials in Dallas in the United States say at least one gunman targeted and fatally shot five police officers and wounded nine other people at a protest last night. During a standoff with police, the suspect told a negotiator he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers. Dallas Police Chief David Brown said he was not affiliated with any groups. The attack, which city officials labeled an ambush, occurred yesterday evening toward the end of a demonstration against the killing of two black men by white police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana earlier this week. The suspect told police he was upset about recent police shootings, Brown said. A Zimbabwean living in Dallas, Talenta Ngube tells Studio 7's Chiwoniso Jani that violence is not the answer to problems being faced by the American society. Ngube says the police system must work beyond race.
It's painful whether it's a black guy being shot or it's a white guy. We just have to be human beings and have empathy, sympathy, just feel for one another and find ways to live together beyond race.
The police in Zimbabwe right now are victimizing people, and right now the same thing has just happened in the U.S. What can you say about this?
That is what is really sad. In America, you expect the institutions to work. That is one thing I respected and I liked about America. In Zimbabwe, we moved the powers from the institutions and vested them in individuals. But in America, you expect someone to respect their office. So police officers, and no one is above the law here. But then you shift to the police force as it is right now, and it seems like race is more important than anything else, and policemen seem to be a fraternity of their own. They shoot people, they write up their own reports, they cover up for each other, and it's just not right.
What are your sentiments of the African-American young man who shot the 12 police?
Violence is never the answer. So he's angry at the police shootings in Minnesota and Louisiana. You're going to randomly go and shoot a police officer in downtown Dallas. Those officers have their own families. That's why violence has its limits. For me, you know, as a Zimbabwean, it's hard that right now we are in America and you're expecting fairness and systems that work, and then you are forced to stay up at night because you have a teenage son or a husband who's out there. You are staying up and having to teach your kids to expect to be treated differently because they are black.
That was Talenta Ncube, a Zimbabwean living in Dallas, Texas, speaking with Studio 7's Chiwoniso Jani. President Robert Mugabe today told his supporters to embrace proposed bond notes, which he says are designed to end serious cash shortages. Mr. Mugabe made these remarks when he addressed hundreds of people at Chibadze Stadium, Mashonaland Central Province, who braved the chilly weather and waited for him for more than 5 hours as he was locked in meetings with provincial ZANU-PF officials. According to Central Bank Governor John Mangudya, the bond notes are meant to boost exports. Mr. Mugabe also claimed that opposition parties are holding a coalition meeting in South Africa in an attempt to remove his party from power. He further criticized war veterans for interfering with party affairs a few days after ZANU-PF allegedly expelled war veterans leader Chris Mutswanga, whose colleagues begged mass stayaways on Wednesday. Coming up, MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai speaks about the current situation in Zimbabwe. But first, a look at regional and international news. Gunfire erupted in South Sudan's capital today, a day after a shootout between opposing army factions killed 5 soldiers. And after arriving in Warsaw early Friday morning for a NATO summit in what is expected to be his final presidential trip to the continent, US President Barack Obama said he expects a smooth breakup between Britain and the European Union. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States condemns in the strongest possible terms the July 3rd terrorist attacks carried out by Daesh in shopping districts in Baghdad. They were among the deadliest attacks in Iraq's capital in years, killing at least 215 people, many of them women and children, as they broke fast for the holy month of Ramadan. These acts of mass murder are yet another example of Daesh's contempt for human life. Daesh terrorists murder the innocent to attract attention and recruits. They will not succeed, said State Department spokesperson John Kirby. We will continue to unite the world against this evil, remove their safe havens in Syria and Iraq, and uproot their global networks. Our partnership with Iraq and its people, who serve on the front lines of this global fight, remains steadfast and unwavering. This flurry of attacks during Ramadan comes as Daesh is losing territory in Syria and Iraq. Indeed, Iraqi troops announced last week they had liberated the city of Fallujah, 40 miles west of Baghdad, from Daesh. This is a significant blow to the extremist group, which has already lost nearly 50% of the populated territory it had once controlled in Iraq. Retaking the city required a month-long offensive by Iraq's military forces, as well as robust support from the global coalition to counter ISIL. The United States is in close contact with Iraqi authorities and stands committed to supporting Iraqi security forces as they take the fight to Daesh strongholds and bring all responsible for these terrible crimes to justice.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The presence of Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa at a conference on Zimbabwe in London Tuesday angered many Zimbabweans living in Britain, who heckled him and literally blocked his vehicle from leaving until police cleared the way. Chinamasa was, however, only one of several Zimbabwean delegates from various sectors invited to participate in the Zimbabwe 2016 conference organized by Africa Confidential, a London-based specialist publication on Africa. Other participants included Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Governor John Mangujia, Transport Minister Obed Mpofu, Industry and Commerce Minister Mike Bima, Mines Minister Walter Chidagwa, former Finance Minister and Opposition Progressive People's Party leader Tendai Biti, Chatham House Fellow Knox Chitio, SAPES Trust Executive Chair Ibo Mandaza, Law Lecturer Alex Magaisa, Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries President Busisa Moyo, filmmaker and journalist Farai Sevenzo, and author and lawyers Petina Gaba. Africa Confidential Managing Director Brian Pearson said he was aware of the backlash from Zimbabweans, but his group felt compelled to call the conference in London to help get Zimbabwe back on track.
I was down at a meeting in Harare last year and talking with various friends from across the spectrum who are feeling that it was time there was some engagement, some dialogue with the West, rather than the quite long silence between Zimbabwe and UK and Europe. And so we put an invitation to the government under our terms, under our agenda, and they accepted, and the meeting was held yesterday. There was Minister Chinamasa, the Minister of Finance, and John Mangudia, the Governor of the Reserve Bank, mm-hmm. who really, in many respects, are the two key people at this stage as they try and negotiate their way back into the international financial world. And then we had an array of people to question them. So we were talking about governance, we were talking about finances, we were talking about currency.
Was the conference a success, in your opinion?
Well, for us, it was a question of providing a platform and developing a dialogue. And on that basis, it was very successful. I mean, there was some good, robust exchange. Very, very open, very critical comment directly to the ministers from many in the audience.
You're clearly aware that there was a lot of resistance to specifically Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa. There was a group of Zimbabweans who were protesting, and they felt that by hosting Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, Reserve Bank Governor John Magunga, that you were kind of turning a blind eye to the reality that there is a mismanagement issue. The irony of all this money being spent to bring all these people from Zimbabwe, yet there is a serious, serious cash crisis in the country.
Key point, as I was saying, governance, I mean, the accountability was a key part of the conference. Tendai Biti, as I say, the ex-finance minister and opposition figure, he gave a keynote on that whole very specific aspect, which, of course, was hugely critical of the current government.
What would you say to that particular grouping of Zimbabweans who are saying it's a mockery?
Well, I don't think it's a mockery. I think dialogue is very important, but I think on the same time, I don't blame them. You know, I mean, there are many human rights violations and issues. We can more than understand their level of disdain towards those particular individuals. But we're not going to move forward just by putting up the barricades on both sides.
And that was Africa Confidential Managing Director Brian Pearson speaking with Studio 7's Ndimiyake Mwakalele from London. MDCT founding leader Morgan Tsvangirai says a national dialogue is the only way the country can find solutions to the crippling economic and social breakdown that culminated in a nationwide stairway this week. He speaks to Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
We've been on record warning government not to take the simmering crisis and the simmering sentiment expressed by the people lightly, that they should respond and deal with the problems the people are raising, instead of using violence to beat up people before even you are in a position to respond to the people's concerns. We have always said as MDC that violence is not a solution. But if the state is at the forefront of unleashing violence against the people, it is the state that is self-destabilizing.
How do you see this ending? Because it appears people are really getting frustrated, and at the same time, ZANU-PF is blaming what it is calling a third force.
What third force? People are hungry. People don't have incomes. People are unemployed. People are living in abject poverty. And how do you look for a third force? when the real sentiment expressed by the people is so evident. All it requires is some degree of urgency on the part of ZANU-PF to deal with the crisis, as any government anywhere in the world would do.
What do you see as the ultimate solution? Some are saying there is need for another government of national unity. Some are saying maybe there is need to call for an early election.
An election in a crisis like this cannot be the solution. What is needed is to, as we have called before, is to have a national dialogue on this issue. ZANU-PF thinks that it is the monopoly of trying to resolve this issue. It cannot. As it has demonstrated that it cannot solve the problem. Perhaps with the other players, other forces, other interest groups, a solution can be found, at least to calm down the water. What you need is a temporary soft landing of the crisis. And you cannot resolve that by going to another crisis. It's just merely a self-based. Of course, I'm not saying that elections should not be held. Elections should be held in an environment in which the outcome is not going to be disputed.
MDC founding leader Morgan Tsvangirai speaking there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. And in sports news, the Zimbabwe football family has also joined the debate on who will win the 2016 Euro Cup final, hoping that either France or Portugal will give them some huge financial pickings. Let's hear more from our sports reporter, Michael Cariati.
Matches like the Euro 2016 Cup Final are a major draw card in Zimbabwe that even local matches are forgotten as thousands strive to capitalize on their outcome as some Zimbabweans now survive on football betting due to the non-availability of employment. Many, however, will admit that it has not been all that of a good month as Euro 2016 produced unexpected results, with many punters losing out as the likes of Iceland, Wales and Hungary did the unexpected. Regular punter Sydney Mdavanu admits that Euro 2016 was not a bed of roses as he lost out on most of the bets.
It was very difficult because we didn't expect that small teams like Ireland and Wales can go that far much.
Mudavan, however, believes that he will recoup whatever he lost, as he is sure that France will convincingly win the cup final against Cristiano Ronaldo's side.
I'm going to bet for France because it's at home.
Mudavan is not alone in his line of thinking, as football analyst Andrew Rozi also thinks that France has too much firepower for Portugal and will win the game in regulation time.
And I predict a 2-1 win in favor of France, especially that they are on home ground.
A member of the Zimbabwe National Soccer Supporters Association, Spencer Mwashu, says he has been following proceedings from day one, and from what he has seen, the underdogs Portugal will win.
I'm seeing Portugal lifting this cup against France because, to me, their performance has been very great. And despite the fact that some people say they're underdogs, I'm seeing them winning this Euro 2016 cup.
Although opinion is divided, it appears there are many who believe that France will win the tournament compared to those in favor for Portugal. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Thanks, Michael. And Zimbabwe, remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners about the arrest of protesters following a mass stay away in Zimbabwe on Wednesday. That's it for tonight. But before we go, a quick recap of today's top stories. Zimbabwe suspends Prosecutor General and arrest him. Police order protest leaders to hand themselves to the nearest police station. And police killings have shocked the Dallas community in the USA, including Zimbabweans. That's our broadcast this evening. Remember to join us at 7 every evening for news in three languages. And our website is www.studio7news.com. That's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande, and please have yourself a restful weekend ahead. I'm leaving you in the capable hands of PJ Praxedis Jeremiah. That's it for tonight.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu kustudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 8 Ntulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza seWashington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu uPraxedes Jeremiah endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Sina sifuna ukuthi uzulu weZimbabwe abekwazi ukuthi sizimisele ekumeni eqinisweni. Ngalokho nxa amagqwetha engathi thina siye zinikela emapholiseni sizakwenza njalo namhla siza ukuthi basethesa icala lana. Nxa ukuthi siyavalelwa sivalelwe nxa sisiye emthethwandaba yelizwe sihambe siyethonisisa icala lakho nasizo ukuthi icala lethu ngene.
Abakhokhela umkhankaso wokukhuthaza inguquko yeZimbabwe abagoqela umfundisi Evan Mawarire owe This Flag campaign kanye labesijikile labanye babizwa ngamapholisa ukuthi bazinikele.
Sifuna ukufikisa amazwi emduduzo kumule yabo Sibanda ngemva kokuba uDumisani Sibanda etshonile. Abaningi basakhumbula wakwaba ngumongameli weZimbabwe Union of Journalists maze engumuntu obelwela amalungelo entatheli izindaba.
Omunye obeyintatheli izindaba edumileyo uDumisani Sibanda obhubhe ngomvulo ubekwe lamhla emathuneni awe Lady Stanley Cemetery koBulawayo. Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje intatheli izindaba yethu uBenedict Nhlapo uleqembu lomdumo weRumba eleJwane Diamond Express elikhokhelwa nguNtobe koMfululi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kolumsakazo. Abakhokhela umkhankaso wokukhuthaza inguquko eZimbabwe abagoqela umfundisi Evans Mawarire owe This Flag campaign isikhulumele senhlanganiso yetha jamuka sesijikile umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi kanye lomgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa eNational Vendors Union of Zimbabwe umnumzana Stan Jorwadza bakhuthazwa ukuba bazinikele emaphiliseni. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Inkokheli yenhlanganiso eziphatheke emkhankasweni lo ithi izoqhubekela phambili kuze kulunge lanxa isethuselwa ngamapholisa kwathunjwa ababili babo izolo usihlwa abalokhe bengaziwa lapho abakhona. Omunye wabadingwa amapholisa phezu kwemikhankaso yokutshengisela eyenzakala elizweni okubalisa owangolwesithathu ngumnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi.
Thina singabantu abalandela umthetho welizwe. Ngalokho ke siza kuya khuluma lamagqwetha ethu basixwayisa ukuthi nxa sekunje senze njani. Kodwa thina sifuna ukuthi uzulu weZimbabwe abekwazi ukuthi sizimisele ekumeni eqinisweni. Ngalokho nxa amagqwetha engathi thina siye zinikela emapholiseni sizakwenza njalo namhla siza ukuthi basethesa icala lana. Nxa ukuthi siyavalelwa sivalelwe nxa sisiye emthethwandaba yelizwe sihambe siyethonisisa icala lakho nasizo ukuthi icala lethu ngelani.
Utshele intatheli izindaba uMkhwananzi ukuthi yena labanye bakhe lokhe besemnyameni phezu kwabathunjiweyo ababalisa u-Austin Yakuphinda loLawrence Thembeza abekade bephatheke kwezokufundisa uZulu phezu komkhankaso wetha jamuka sesijikile.
Bathunjiwe ngabantu abangazakali ukuthi ngobani, bathethwe ebusuku ngemota bagqitshelwa phakathi kwemota naleyo bahanjwa labo. Thina sizama ukuxwayisa amapholisa nxa kulomuntu olecala abotshwe ngamapholisa esiwaziyo alophawu olweyunifomu yamapholisa. Lokhu ukuthi abantu bebethunjwa ngabantu abangazakaliyo akukho emthethweni, and sifuna ukukhuthaza lapho abathuma laba abantu lalaba abantu abenza izinto lezi ukuthi lokhu abakwenzayo akulunganga.
Amapholisa ohlangothi lwe-CID Law and Order abikwa eke yazama ukumthatha ngamandla umkhokheli wenavuzi umnumzana Stan Jorwadza kodwa wanelisa ukuphunyuka. UMkhwananzi yena ubethi uza kuyazinikela emapholiseni ngehola lesihlanu emini yantambama ehamba legqwetha lakhe umnumzana Trust Manda uyakuzwa ukuba udingelwani. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Konjalo nje abantu phose enkulu ikhulu ababotshwe koBulawayo kutshengiseleni kwangolwesithathu ngokungayi emsebenzini bekhonona ngokonakala komumo wezomnotho lezombusazi elizweni lamhlanje bamiswe phambi komthethwandaba bethonisiswa amacala ehlukeneyo. UNothando Sibanda usethulela lolu daba.
Abanye balaba bantu bakhululwe ngemva kokuhlawula imali yesibambiso sebail abaseleyo babikwa bezaqhubeka belethwa emthethwandaba ngomvulo. abane kwabangamachumi ayisifica munwe munye lambili i92 bahlawuliswe ibail emachumi amane amadola i$40 beseteswa icala lokubangela udlakela icriminal nuisance. Iqwetha labo umnumzana Tanaka Mkanyi uthi abane laba bazaphenduka emthethwandaba bamhla ka21 yonale inyanga ukuthi abangamachumi ayisifica minwe mibili lasifica minwe mibili i88 betheswa icala lokubangela udlakela betshengisela njalo phakathi kwabo kule bantwana abambalwa omunye wabo obikwa echaywe kabuhlungu ngamapholisa ngesikhathi bembopha. Umantshi unkosikazi Evelyn Mashavakure ukhulule abantwana ababili wabanikeza abazali babo kwathi oyedwa kakhululwanga ngoba umzali wakhe kakabonakali ngakho-ke uvalelwe labanye abamelele ukumisa phambi komthethwandaba mhla ka-21. Uqhubeke umantshi ethi uzakwethula isinqumo phezu kwabanye abaseleyo ukuthi bahlawule nalo bahatshi isibambiso sebail ngomvulo kulabo abangamachumi ayisificaminwemibili lanhlanu. Kukhulunywa ngebail umthutshisi umnumzana Taurai Hondo ubethi icala lodlakela elibhekane lababotshiweyo likhulu kakhulu kungakho bengavunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail ngoba balakho ukulibalekela icala kodwa amagqwetha ayisikhombisa amela laba bantu agoqela uLison Ncube, Jonathan Twangirai, uDumisani Dube kanye laye uMkani abasuka eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights le abameli Human Rights Lawyers bamlandulele wethi umuntu owetheswa icala umsulwa kuze kube lobufakazi obukhombisa ukuthi ulecala obumgceke. Ngakho-ke acela ukuba bonke abantu bakhululwe ngebheyili. Abanye njalo abahlanu abalecala lokubangela udlakela ngolwesithathu bamiswe phambi kukamantshi e-West Commonage bahlawuliswa ibheyili yekhulu lamadola. Abanye njalo ababili bahlawuliswa amachumi amabili amadola wathi owesihlanu kahlawuliswanga njalo bebemelwe nguNcube, uTswangirai loMkani bakhangelelwe ukuphindela emthethwandaba mhla ka-21 yona le inyanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, nginguNothando Sibanda.
Ukuhlaziya ukubotshwa kanye lokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu lokhu uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxhume ingcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga.
Akumangalisi okwenzakalayo. Okokuqala, abantu kufanele babekwazi ukuthi ama-uprising anjengalawa ngingakubeka ngesilungu ithi i-protest, wathi ngathi i-uprising. I-protest enjengale abantu betshengisela ukuthi abaphatheki kuhle ngendlela isimo somnotho esiyiso sona eZimbabwe le nkululeko zabo nje zonke jikelele. Bekungeke kuye ndawo eqinisweni ngoba ilizwe leZimbabwe vele lona lodwa li-divided kakhulu, abantu behlukene ngemibono la ngathi ngesilungu on tribal lines. Bekungeke kuye ndawo. Okwesibili, ukuhlukuluzwa kwabantu lokho esikubona kusenzakala, iZanu vele iphila njalo, so kungasimangalisi. Yiyo i-language iZanu eyaziyo ukuthi nxa kungathiwa kuba lolutho olukhona abantu behonona kumele bahlukuluzwe, yindlela iZanu ekwazi ngayo. Ayazi iZanu, kayazi any other language, so mbona ngani kuhle sikuzwise ngaleyo ndlela.
Uthi wena kuyanga ndawo okuyinto lokho Mhlanga, njalo uthi abantu behlukene ngemihlobo, kodwa esikubonileyo sibone abantu bemanyana koBulawayo kwezinye indawo zonke eHarare ngaphi langaphi, ilizwe livalwa ngolwesithathu. Ayisiko kubambana kwabantu yini kono?
Asiko kubambana kwabantu Enkomo. Esikubonileyo kusitshengisa ukuthi even nxa singathi phecelezi ngesilungu i-demography yelizwe laseZimbabwe, abantu abahlala eHarare iningi labo selakwanisa ukuthi lingene lize liyefika indawo eziningi zemathebeleleni. Ubona abantu abalama-connections abantu abaseHarare yibo futhi kade kubathola betshengisela ukuhonona even lakoBulawayo khonaphana, beyibo abayenza konke khonokho. Angithi futhi yibo lakoBulawayo vele abasebephethe into eziningi, nabathengisa baze bathengise ngitsho lemakhoneni ezi-street, uthola bethengisa amakhadi ama-juice cards khonokhuyana, yikho kutshengisela ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe vele kalibambananga.
Umnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga ucubungula ezombusazwe lapho-ke bexoxa icingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 Medium Wave, lakushortwave 4930 12080 lagu 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com. Umoya obe intatheli izindaba edumileyo uDumisani Sibanda obhubhe ngomvulo ubekwe lamhlanje emathuneni awe Lady Stanley Cemetery koBulawayo embuthaneni wabantu abasuke emagumbini amane elizwe abagoqela abenhlanganiso zentatheli izindaba ezimbalwa asebenza lazo ezinjenge Media Institute of Southern Africa MISA, iZimbabwe Union of Journalists ZUJ, iZimbabwe's Editors Forum lezinye. Unompumelelo Moyo usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
USibanda wasebenza engumhleli enhlanganisweni zezindaba ezigoqela iChronicle, iSunday News, iSouthern Eye leZimbabwe Mail. Ubezelwe ngomnyaka ka-1972 wafunda eMthethe Primary School eNjube laseSirene Boys High School. Eqeda eSirene, wayafundela ukuba yintatheli izindaba eHarare Polytechnic College, okulapho ahlangana khona lomngane wakhe omkhulu uNjabulo Ncube, umkhokheli weZimbabwe National Editors Forum. Uncube uchaze uMoyi njengomuntu obelothando njalo wafikela ezandleni zakhe ekolitshini.
Njengabantu besikhuluma ulimi lunye sase sajayelana khonapho, asifike yedwa, wayelabo abanye osisi abathathu, asibona uNkosi, Mangaliso, uSaliwe, abathatha ngabatshengisa indawo azobatholela indawo yokuhlala ngoba kwakuzima ukuthi uthole indawo yokuhlala eHarare Polytechnic.
Abezombusazwe kunye nenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo labo bebeze ukuzobeka uSibanda. Umnumzana Obadaya Moyo, okhokhela iZimbabwe Rural Libraries and Resources Development Program, uchaze uMoyi njengomuntu owayewazi umsebenzi wakhe obeqala acwayisise udaba engakalulobi.
Ube ngumuntu othakazelela abantu njalo ube ngumuntu obethakazelela ukuthi lingahlangana befuna ukwazi ukuthi kambe inhlanganiso yakho imi njani, lisebenza njani. Ube lothando lokwazi nje ukuthi kade kuvele kwenzakalani empilweni yakho.
UNonceba Mkandla, owake wasebenzela umsakazo weZimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, uchaze uMoyi njengomuntu obesebenza labanye kuhle engakhethi.
Mina ngimazi okwesikhathi eside. UDumi ngikhumbula wenaso kwenye workshop eMthare, lapho ke ngabona ukuthi uDumisani has got a big heart. La ngelinye ilanga zange ngizothi uDumisani ukuphakamisela umuntu isandla, was always loving and caring, will miss him. Ngakho ke sithi kuye, hamba kade uDumisani, lala ngokuthula.
Unobhala jikelele weZimbabwe Union of Journalists uForster Dongozi uthi iZimbabwe ilahlekelwe ngeyinye intatheli izindaba elohlonzi.
Sifuna ukufikisa amazwi enduduzo kumuli yabo Sibanda ngemva kokuba uDumisani Sibanda etshonile. Abaningi basakhumbula wakwaba ngumongameli weZimbabwe Union of Journalists. Maze engumuntu obelwela amalungelo entatheli izindaba njengezisebenzi. Ube ngumuntu ongesabiyo ukuthi akhulume labakhulu ukuze intatheli izindaba zihlonitshwe.
UNkosikazi Matanduku, owasebenza loMoyi esawufundela umsebenzi eSunday News, uthi uphelelwe ngoba uSibanda ube ngumntanakhe.
UDumisani wabuya eSunday News ekwa-attachment seHarare Pool. Sasithiwa the Big Four eSunday News during that time. Usala kwethu sasisile sesibabili loDumi. So hayi ukuthi ngikhulume ngihluleka.
Iningi labantu lincome uMoyi njengomuntu obelobuntu. uMoyi uthiye unkosikazi lengane engumfana ebisaselusane. Abantu lokhe bebuthene ku-70463 elobhengula extension koBulawayo. uMoyi utholakale efile endlini ngomvulo njalo ubikwa ewome umhlubulo ebuthongweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Linga kohla uhlelo Studio 7 Live tokungwa fasi 8 kusiyango 9 ntambama kumagagasi awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 12080 la ku 15775 kilohertz. Ku Studio 7 Live tok lamhlanje sihlaziya ukuhlokwenyezwa kwabantu bebotshwa amahlayana ngamapolisa ngemva kokutshengisela kwangolwesithathu. Lithumele i text message kunombolo yesithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Umsakazeli ulaleleyo iStudio 7 isakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Singakangena esigabeni sethu esilandelayo, wothi sikhangele izivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, lapho inkokeli yamazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika phansi kwenhlanganiso yomanyana wamazwe la we-African Union ihlangana ngesonto eKigali kwele-Rwanda. Udaba igudwini luzaba ngolokukhetha umgcinisihlalo omutsha we-AU Commission, njengoba okhona manje unkosikazi Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma wakwele-South Africa esetshiya lesi sikhundla abesiphethe okweminyaka emine edluleyo. Kuthi inhlanganiso eziphathisa ngoncedo lokudla emhlabeni jikelele zibike ngendlala embi ezihlasele kwele Nigeria, ikakhulu endaweni ezingenyakatho ezilempi yeBoko Haram, lapho abantu abangaba yizigidi ezedlula izini 4.4 million abahlaselwe yindlala. Ngesizo udaba oluveza umbono kahulumende weMelika.
Ukuyengwa kwabantu bethwalwa besuka lapho abadabuka khona besiyagqilizwa kwamanye amazwe e-human trafficking isihluku esenzakala emhlabeni jikelele. Inhlanganiso ebona ngezisebenza emhlabeni jikelele e-International Labour Organization ibika ukuba kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amabili 20 million abehlelwa ludubo lwe-human trafficking emazweni womhlaba jikelele. I-human trafficking kusetshenziswa njengesigqili ungaholiswa ngokusebenziswa udlakela, uncindezelo, ukuqanjelwa amanga kuthiwa udingelwa umsebenzi okuholisa ngcono kulelizweni lakho. Uthi usufike emsebenzini ufumane ukuthi bekungamanga ususebenza ungaholiswa kumbe ucine usetshenziswa ukuthengisa ucansi, kodwa lenhlawulo yakhona ungayinikwa isiya kuma kuleta elizweni. Umbiko wethu leluhlangothi olubona ngezokugqilizwa kwabantu kugatsha lobudlelwano lemelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba lwe-US Department of State's Trafficking in Person loba i-TIP owethulwe eWashington DC ngonhlangula 30, 2016 uveze ukuba ele-Thailand lifakwe kusibanga sika-Tier 2 watch list. Elemelika likhuthaza ele-Thailand ukuthi liqinise imizamo yalo yokulwisana lalolu dubo lwe-human trafficking. Lumbiko ulamacebo athile kuhulumende we-Thailand okulwisana lalolu hlupho, lilethemba ukuthi lokhu kuzamnceda emazweni emizameni yakhe yokuluqeda. Uhulumende weMelika uthi uzimisele ukusebenza lowe-Thailand ukulungisa lolu dubo olukhanya lokhe lukhula mihla lemihla.
Lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza umbono kahulumende weMelika. Kudutshulwe amapolisa alishumi kwafa amahlanu edolobheni leDallas khona lapha eMelika izolo ebusuku ekutshengiseleni okade kusenziwa ngabantu besola ukubulawa mahlayana kwabensundu ngamapolisa amhlophe. Kuyona le iviki kuphume imfanekiso etshengisa abensundu ababili edolobheni leMinnesota leLouisiana abadutshulwe ngamapolisa okubangele ukutshengisela emadolobheni achiyeneyo akweleMelika. Umongameli Barack Obama usole ukudutshulwa kwabensundu ngamapolisa kunye lokwenziwe ngamapolisa onsundu oseqanjwe igama kuthiwa nguMicah Xavier Johnson. UJohnson owake waba kubutho ubikwa ecatshele amapolisa ekutshengiseleni kwayizolo, wasehaza inhlamvu wabaleka wayacatsha kwesinye isakhiwo lapho waqhubeke elwisana lamapolisa okwamahola ambalwa andubana ethunyelwe irobot yambulala. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje isedluliselwe phambili imidlalo emibili yesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League obukumele idlalelwe edolobheni lakoBulawayo kulimpela viki ngoba amapholisa esesabela kuba kungavuka umsindo. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngoceleyo.
Iqembu lecholochobe kumele lidlale leqembu leMutare City Rovers enkundleni eluveve ngomgqibelo kuthi iqembu leIslanders bekumele linqikilane leTriangle enkundleni yeBaba Fields ngesonto. Umbiko okhitshwe inhlanganiso yePremier Soccer League ngehola lesihlanu namhla ntambama ukuthi limidlalo idluliselwe phambili ngemva kokuba amapholisa ethe kule ngozi yokuba isimo singama manzonzo. Lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba ngolwesithathu umdlalo obekumele ube phakathi kweqembu leChicken Inn leFC Platinum udluliselwe phambili sekusele amahola amabili ukuba umdlalo uqale ngoba bekunobudlwangudlwangu emalokitshini agqaqele inkundla yeBaba Fields lapho bekumele umdlalo udlalelwe khona. Izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ngolwesithathu zitshengisele ezikhonona ngesimo somnotho lesombusazwe njalo kule mbiko ebithunyelwa abantu kubomakhalekhukhwini ibakhuthaza ukuba bevuke ubhova ngempelaviki okungaba yiso isizathu sokuba amapholisa esabele ukuba umsindo ungaqalela enkundleni ubusumemetheka. Kweminye imidlalo yeviki lethumi lantathu kukhangelelwe ukuba iqembu leFC Platinum lidibanele leCapes United enkundleni emandaba kusasa ngomgqibelo. Iqembu leChapungu lizemukela iqembu leChicken Inn enkundleni e-Ascot ukuthi amaqembu abekhangelelwe ukuba ngamanye angaphakamisa inkezo lonyaka kodwa aqhuba nzima athi eleHarare City kanye leHowmyners anqikilana enkundleni yeRufaro. Umdlalo wokugcina ozadlalwa ngosuku langomgqibelo ngophakathi kweqembu lenkezi Platinum Stars leleZPC Kariba ozakuba enkundleni eBaobab. Ngesonto iqembu leWangi lizemukela eleBulawayo City eColliery njalo ukapteni weqembu leBulawayo City uxolisane moyo ukuthi balethuba elihle lokunqoba.
Ngokwehle kuyawina ngasekulekile so kuza mathi mayidlala kahle zatshendiwa iwangi vele kuya kuhle kudla kule bhuti wapha esikodex kuze nifuna ukuvuka nalesi muvu ishinda kwaRosidabukips ngabantu abana vele team esayine umuntu omfunayo iwangenyisayine umuntu omfunayo sayine bewangi kunakala.
Komunye umdlalo wangesonto iqembu leDynamos lizadibana leBotswana Strikers enkundleni yeRufaro. Yonke imidlalo ihlelwe ukuba iqale ngehola lesithathu yemini. Kolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo wenguqu iqembu elimela ilizwe leFrance lizadibana leqembu elimela ilizwe leportugal kufinali yomncintiswano walonyaka oEuro 2016 ngesonto. Iqembu leFrance lifinyelele ukuyadlala kufinal ngemva kokunqoba eleGermany nge-2 kanya emdlalweni wesemifinal, ikanti elePortugal lalo linqobe leWales nge-2 kanya kusemifinal. Ilizwe leFrance yilo eliqoqela imidlalo, njalo ifinal izadlalelwa esigodlweni salelo lizwe eParis. Selike layiphakamisa kabili linkezo iqembu laseFrance ngomnyaka ka-1984 langomnyaka ka-2000, njalo ngomnyaka ka-1984 lakho lalidlala lisekhaya kuyilo eliqoqela imidlalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday,
Woza Friday lamhlanje intatheli zindaba yethu uBenedict Nhlapo uleqembu lomdumo weRumba eleJwane Diamond Express eselikhokelwa nguNtobeko Mvulili. Laba ngabafana beJwane Diamond Express besithi ikhaya. Leli qembu likhokhelwa insizwe yaseTsholotsho Ntobeko Mvulili Nkomo selethu edlala delija njalo kungela kuqala elithi ikhaya uManqoba.
Konapi propaganda.
Lapha ke bakhuthaza labo asebedliwe igoli umuntu othe ngokufika lapha wadla amagwinya wahle wathi kugibo. Ntobeko uthi ledlangade liphekwe lavuthwa njengoba kukudala isebenza lamanye amaqembu.
Leli dlalade ngithembisa abalaleli ukuthi khona imfundiso, khona injabulo unokwakha phakathi. Engakuthembisa abalandeli okuyisifiso futhi kimi ukuthi eminyakeni ezayo lami ngibe lokwami okuqondane la ngibe le instrument ngikhona ukwenza ama-shows ngezindawo ngezindawo le-transport ngoba kunzima uma ungabe ungelakho lokho ngoba thina siphelele vele siliqembu nje.
Insizwa ethotshulwe yingwe Mhlazi ku-25 Mabasa ngo-1987 yahle yaqala ezomculo egwayeni esikolo eChefunye Primary. Phakathi kwa-2009 kusiya ku-2012 wayetshaya isiginci se-rhythm emaqenjini achiyeneyo. Leli ke lidlalade lakhe lakuqala esezimele yedwa neqembu lakhe leJoane Diamond Express. Kule dlalade sibalisa ethi Mbulali ngahlupheka lethi Wini. Le ethi Wini ikuthaza abasemathandweni ukuthi akumuzi ungela ntuthu. Kule ethi Mbulali kuxwayiswa labo abazala abantwana baye balahla emabhimu. Ikhona ke ethi baphelile lapho okukhuzwa khona abathakathi abaqeda isihlobo. Untobeko uthi yena leqembu lakhe nxa bengathola uxhaso bengafika phesheya kolwandle ngalo umculo.
Hayi, bancoma kakhulu, ngibengakezwa umuntu othi lirongo laphana noma kukhona nje ama-mistake laphana laphana, kodwa lona hayi liyancomeka impela kakhulu. Kubalaleli be-Studio 7 ngathi sicela uxhaso kakhulu nje labalandeli besixhasi bethenga ama-CD. Ukuthenga i-CD eli-original kuyasixhasa lathi ngoba uma usiyathenga ngale ngaphandle thina asuke singatholi lutho.
Untobeko uthi njengeqembu babona kusasa labo lilihle kakhulu, kanti le dlalade labo lesibili izabe hlabusa ukwedlula leli elakuqala. Abafana beJoane Diamond Express baphuma enkundleni ngale ethi baphelile. Melisturo 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu-Benedict Nhlapho.
Lomnandi sibili umculo weqembu eleJoane Diamond Express esiwuphiwe ke kuhlelo Woza Friday silo Benedict Nhlapho. Singakalugqibike uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebesilazo. Abakhokhela umkhankaso wokukhuthaza inguquko yeZimbabwe abakhokhela umfundisi Evan Mawarire owe this flake campaign labanye babizwe emapholiseni ukuze bazinikele. Umoyi obeyintatheli izindaba edumileyo uDumisani Sibanda obhubhe ngumvulo obekwe lamhla emathuneni awe Lady Stanley Cemetery koBulawayo. Kuhoza Friday lamhlanje sibe sile qembu eleJoane Diamond Express. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo, nsithi libe lempela sonto elijukela noPraxedes Jeremiah.